Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that, we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs, which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Over the last 8 years, the Human Diver has taught hundreds of divers, diving instructors, dive supervisors, and even non-divers in our applied programs. One of the most consistent learning points that participants take away is the need to run effective briefs and debriefs. These go beyond the typical approach of jump in, swim around, get out, and talk about how great we were. Instead, they focus on setting the dive team up for success and learning from what happened by digging into details rather than generalities. This blog will look at effective briefings, building and maintaining a shared mental model. An effective dive briefing is critical for ensuring that all team members have a shared mental model of the dive plan, potential threats, emergency procedures, and team roles. Without this shared understanding, divers may make assumptions that lead to confusion or even dangerous situations underwater. A well-structured briefing ensures that everyone knows what to expect, when and how to act, and what to do if something goes wrong. This fosters teamwork, enhances safety, and ensures a more enjoyable and efficient dive. How to deliver an effective brief. United Sea, setting your team up for success. One of the most effective ways to structure a dive briefing is using the United Sea framework. This structure ensures that all critical aspects of the dive are covered in a logical and clear manner, reducing the likelihood of misunderstandings. However, the briefing does not need to be a rigid, bullet-pointed checklist. It should flow as a natural conversation. Here's an example dive brief that follows the United Sea structure. The goal of this dive is to have fun and see a great wreck. I'll be leading, but Adam, you can lead the navigation inside the wreck. I'll be number two, and Claire, you'll be number three, keeping us sorted from behind. When we exit the wreck, I'll take the lead back and we'll head over to the propellers for some photos. Max runtime is 65 minutes, with no deco planned. Max depth is 20 meters. The visibility inside the wreck is good, and there isn't any silt, so we don't need to lay a line. However, we've all got three lights since it will be dark. There aren't other divers planning on taking our route, so we shouldn't have any confusion with others all wearing black dry suits and diving twin sets. Been there before. Adam, you've dived this wreck multiple times. Is there anything we need to consider in terms of gotchas? Claire, what have I missed during this brief so far? I'll reinforce that, as with all dives, if anyone isn't happy at any time for any reason, just thumb it and we can talk about it on the surface. Although this is a great wreck, and we've been waiting to dive it for a while, it isn't going anywhere. In terms of diver or team separation, standard protocols apply. Search for a minute, which will feel like it goes quickly, then ascend. This is a minimum deco dive, so no safety stop is needed in an urgent situation. Just get to the surface. The minimum gas for the dive is 40 bars. We don't have to return to the shot, but can do a free ascent. Claire will be running the DSMB on ascent, but if needed, I will run the backup. The skipper doesn't have a diver recall protocol. As usual, we'll run a debrief after we've de-kitted, tied the gear down, and grabbed a brew. Adam, what are the biggest threats on this dive, and how are we dealing with them? Claire, what's the separation protocol? Breaking down United Sea. This briefing effectively covers all the key elements of the United Sea structure. You. Understand task, goal, and objectives, clearly defining the purpose of the dive. N. Notify the team of roles. Everyone knows their responsibilities and what they involve. I. Identify resources needed, risks and dependencies, and threats. What can you not do without? What are some potential hazards? T. Test the plan. Go through the plan with the team to uncover any overlooked aspects. E. Establish emergency or contingencies, clarifying actions in case of separation or other issues. D. Determine the time and place of the debrief, setting expectations for post-dive learning. C. Check understanding. Ask questions of the team to check their mental model aligns with yours. Why this matters. Having a structured approach helps the person delivering the briefing to communicate coherently without missing important details. It also helps the team because they know what to expect and when to ask for clarification. One important tip: plan the dive before briefing it. If you try to plan while briefing, it will be messy and key details may be overlooked. Instead, take time to prepare your key points in advance. The Human Diver wet notes include United Sea for reference. Then deliver the briefing as a conversation, then check for understanding. By following this approach, you set your dive team up for success, ensuring a safer and more effective dive while also reinforcing teamwork and shared mental models. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.